"Let me just run this by my lawyer" is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Well, another big lie. So our whole show is exposing lies. And this one is from the Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. You know, that little bald guy who acts like Biden's concierge.
He looks like Jeff Bezos to me.
He does. An even smaller version. You go back about a year, and there was this famous scene at the border where it showed the Border Patrol agents on horses, and the way they were waving the reins of the horse in the air, it looked like they were whipping the migrants. Well, that was completely false, and Mayorkas knew that. And we're going to talk now to Brandon Judd. And Brandon is president of the National Border Patrol Council. Let's get him on the air here. Brandon, how are you?
Dude, a smaller version of Jeff Bezos, that was funny. That was seriously funny.
Thank you.
I'm doing good, thanks.
So explain, what was the big reveal today about what Mayorkas knew?
Look, I can't tell you how upset I am. The fact that he withheld information from the American people to stoke the flames. He said in that press conference, he said that those images evoked memories of the worst past in our history, you know, systemic racism, yada, yada, yada. When he knew, 2 hours before he went on that press conference, he knew that the photographer specifically said nobody was whipped, nobody was struck, nobody was hit. There were no policy violations. But he goes there and he stokes the flames, and he withholds information from the people. That clearly shows you that this administration does not want to have an honest conversation. This administration does not want people to be able to make up their own opinions based upon all the facts. They withheld, and by withholding it, he lied to them. That is disqualifying. He should be impeached. Lying to the American public, that is perjuring yourself, that is a high crime or misdemeanor, and he should be impeached.
The photographer is Paul Ratchey, and he relayed to one of Mayorkas' staffers that, quote, "I've never seen them whip anyone. He was swinging the reins, but it could be misconstrued when you're looking at the picture." And then that staffer sent an email to Mayorkas less than 3 hours before the press conference.
Yeah, he knew. Again, he knew. But you have to look at what this administration does. This administration feeds all of the anger of these open border activists. When you look at the West Wing of the White House right now, the vast majority of the people that are in there, they come from activist backgrounds. Look at the political appointees that are in DHS right now. They come from activist backgrounds. They want open borders, and that's why we're seeing what's going on today. We know that President Biden is not running this country. When he says that, "I don't care what my people say," that clearly shows that they're the ones that are making the decisions. And these people are so far left that it's not even funny. And they want to feed into all of this public anger about law enforcement. It's not just the Border Patrol, it's law enforcement as a whole. But the Border Patrol, we take the brunt of it because they're constantly vilifying us. AOC saying that we're running concentration camps. By the way, the same facilities that Obama built. That's what they constantly do. They constantly try to vilify us, and I believe that they're doing it because they don't want us to do our job. They know darn good and well that when they say these things, it's going to give every single one of us, all agents, pause when we go out, when we put that uniform on whether or not we're actually going to perform our duty.
Biden at the time said there will be consequences. It's an embarrassment. But beyond an embarrassment, it's dangerous. It's wrong. Kamala Harris said it reminded her of the times of slavery. I mean, the rhetoric was at an extreme
high pitch.
I mean,
they were playing this to the hilt.
Biden said the horses were barely running them over and people being strapped. He said this out loud. Is he knowingly lying? Was he completely misled, or is he senile?
No, he wasn't misled. Look, I was very, very close to the Trump administration. I know the information that the president gets is the most up-to-date information and very, very quick. They get information. They knew from the beginning that the agents did nothing wrong. They knew that. But they also knew that they weren't going to be fact-checked for nearly a year later. They knew that the evidence was not going to come out for a long time. And so now the mainstream media completely ignores it. You know, I'm thankful that radio shows like yourself, you're covering it. You're giving the people all of the information so that they can form those opinions. But the administration knew that they were going to be able to lie up front, knowing that the evidence wasn't going to come out for over a year later, and then everybody would have forgotten about it.
Yeah, and by the way, we should point out those agents were placed on administrative leave, then investigated, and even though they were cleared of the whipping, they were still punished for endangering migrants, I guess was the charge.
They have been proposed discipline. You know, thank goodness my attorneys right now, they are defending them. They're going to go through and they're going to rip apart this administration. They're going to rip apart the investigation, and they're going to show that these agents did nothing wrong. I expect that when it goes to an independent third party, they will be exonerated and their personnel files will be cleared. But in the meantime, their careers have been destroyed. They have not been able to take any career-enhancing assignments. They haven't been able to do any of those things that other agents would do. Their careers have effectively been destroyed regardless of what happens now. You know, and what's most disgusting about this, Biden got up there and he accused them of a felony. That's what he accused them of. But he knew that he could not control the criminal process. He could control the administrative investigation, and that's what he did. He had executive branch employees investigate these individuals. He didn't appoint an independent investigating entity. He had executive branch employees investigate these employees. So, of course, they found some wrongdoing. And what was the wrongdoing? The catch-all. Unprofessional conduct. Seriously? They were sent out there to do that job, and now they're being accused of unprofessional conduct.
Yeah, all they were doing was crowd control. It was kind of like crazy there.
They were sent out. Think about the position that they were put in. They were sent out with 10,000 people at their backs. We never send agents out to be divided by people that are violating the laws. They had 10,000 people at their back. They had several hundred people that were crossing the river. They were specifically told, do not allow more people to cross the river. Do not allow them in because we already have 10,000 people under this bridge. That's what they went out there to do. And so, of course, when they're trying to – they're giving these people lawful commands, stop, don't run. When they're running, yeah, they're trying to get in front of them so that they can't further their entry into the United States. That's what they were doing. They were doing their job. But because of the pictures and because of all of the anger from the leftist media and all of the leftist activists, of course, Biden comes out there and accuses them of something that they didn't do.
This is getting so dangerous and destructive. You have the left-wing activists on the loose in the White House, a president who's literally asleep, and then the media amplifies all these crazy lies and stories. How does anybody combat this?
I don't know, because obviously we haven't done a good job yet. We're trying. I mean, you've got to use social media. You've got to get out and speak with people like yourselves. You know, we do the best that we possibly can. Unfortunately, the vast majority, you know, I travel the country doing an awful lot of things, an awful lot of places, and I talk to people all the time, and it's amazing that they have no idea what's going on the southwest border. Vast majority of the public that I speak with, they have no clue what's going on the southwest border.
This whipping story was so overcovered, and what's undercovered, Brandon, I mean, the fiscal year just ended. We're seeing numbers like 2.1 million migrant encounters during the last year. I mean, that's like off the charts.
We're on pace right now for 2.5 million, almost 2.6 million people right now. They're giving us no new operations, policies, or programs. Here's the problem. They took a calculated risk that this issue was not going to hurt them in the midterms. That was they calculated that the American people wouldn't know about it. If they win the midterms, if the Democrats retain the Senate, they're going to say, see, they will have been justified in their
only because 90% of the media decided not to cover the issue outside of Fox News.
Exactly.
They got Bill Malugin carrying the water all day, filing all the reports.
Yep.
Nobody else in the media is bothering.
Yep. And by the way, we send out advisories to the media all the time, letting them know. We sent out to the media that in the Tucson sector, the largest sector in the entire nation, only 20% of the resources are out patrolling the border right now. As you and I speak right now, only 20% of Border Patrol resources are patrolling the border. We're having gotaways that are astronomical right now. In one station yesterday, we only apprehended 32% of the known entries. Who knows what the known, who knows what the unknown gotaways are, but the gotaways were 2/3 of the people that entered the country illegally that we know of.
Well, all right, Brandon, thank you so much for coming on again. Appreciate your passion, and a lot more people need to hear you.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, Brandon Judd is president of the National Border Patrol Council. That is the Union for Border Patrol Agents. And, of course, the story today, the Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, a staffer, was informed by email or emailed Mayorkas to tell him there was no whipping of the migrants last year in Texas.
So the Tucson agents. Office sends all these media alerts, right? And the leftist reporters and editors and assignment editors ignore it. They refuse to report any border news.
And they didn't do a hell of a lot of coverage many months later when the agents were cleared of whipping. There wasn't a lot of stories on that.
Because everybody runs propaganda now. Everybody runs advocacy outlets for this woke progressive movement.
And it doesn't fit, then you don't do the story.
But
you
did you notice we have three stories in a row, and there's a pattern here. We had Newsom lying about the oil companies. We had Newsom lying about the crime rise really is going on in red states when it's the Democratic cities in those red states. And now you have this where Mayorkas and Biden and Kamala Harris were lying about the photo of the Border Patrol agents whipping the migrants. In all three cases, all three groups of politicians knew that it was a lie, but the attitude is, let's put the lie out there. The media is not going to confront us about it, not contradict us. And by the time the truth comes out, weeks, months, years later, nobody's going to care. Worked all three times.
All right, more coming up. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. All right, well, Joe Biden is coming to town sometime soon. He's on his way, actually, from Colorado. We were just talking to Brandon Judd with the National Border Patrol Council. That's the president of the Union for the Border Patrol Agents, about the Homeland Security Secretary being told that the Haitian migrants were not whipped a year ago in Texas when that whole situation was unfolding. And yet he went ahead with the narrative that we got to investigate this. It looks horrible. Anyway, Biden was in Colorado in Vail, some sort of Western land preservation event. And people are wondering, you know, if you want to come to this part of the country, you ought to go see what's going on at the U.S.-Mexico border. In the Rio Grande Valley, this is what we've been talking about, but he doesn't go there. Instead, he wants to look at it, and he said today, to stand here on the edge of a cliff in the Rio Grande, to know, you know, look at one thing, and it's just, there's not many cliffs, but then head up to the Grand Canyon. It's a cathedral. I mean, doesn't you're trying to read this like a transcript? It makes no sense.
Oh, we should get the audio of this.
This sounds like it takes your breath away. I've climbed it from the river up, and I've looked at it from the top down. It's breathtaking.
He's climbed it.
I don't think until you see some of these things, do you understand why it's so important to continue to preserve.
Yeah, yeah, they declared, I don't know how many thousands of acres off limits to any sort of drilling or mining.
Right.
And they're going to preserve it as a national monument so people can hike for at least
the And the Post and, wrote this in the New York Post is puzzled because the Rio Grande, but when he talked about the Grand Canyon, that's the Colorado River, which winds through the Grand Canyon. It's not the Rio Grande. So we're not clear what Biden was talking about.
Go back to what Brandon Judd said. The reality is Biden is not running his White House. He's not. He has these activists. They're not far off, these activists. These are the college-educated version of the crazies you see screaming at City Hall. They're all on the same spectrum together. All right, the ones at City Hall, they don't work, probably didn't go to college, they got nothing to do, but they belong to all these loose anarchy groups in the city, like Daniel Gus was discussing earlier, these groups that have thousands of people following them online, and they could put together a few hundred people to show up at City Hall and disrupt a meeting. On the other end, but it's the same spectrum, are Ivy League college-educated fanatics who, they worship the environmental gods. That's right. Their religion. And their religion, there's those who worship the diversity, equity, and inclusion religion. There are those who worship the climate change religion. These guys, these women, they're inside the White House. They're pushing this policy. So is the chief of staff. So are people like Mayorkas, the secretaries. Biden barely knows what's going on. You could see from the story about the immigrants getting whipped by the Border Patrol agents on horseback. It never happened. They knew it never happened. They went with it anyway. What kind of person does that? What kind of person intentionally destroys the careers of innocent Border Patrol agents? Fanatics. Crazy activists. They've infested LA government. They've infested Sacramento. They've infested Washington, D.C., their claims, their policies have no connection to reality, but they have the numbers right now in those little environments, and they have all the energy. That's what being a fanatic is, boundless energy.
Now, New York City has been dealing with the migrant buses. As we've talked about, a lot of Venezuelans have made their way to New York City from places like Texas. There's a story today that the schools are getting overwhelmed, 5,500 migrants are joining the school, and at one particular of the schools in Manhattan, at one particular Manhattan public school, they only have one certified bilingual teacher, yet most of the migrant students they're getting do not speak any English. And a lot of the teachers in the classrooms are ending up in don't speak any Spanish. The idea, and it was a brilliant idea, although it comes from a long history of people suggesting this, behind the Texas governor's move to send these migrants to places like New York City was to show these Democrat progressive-run cities what it's like to take on this many migrants at once. And they overwhelm social services. They can't find a place to house them. They overwhelm the schools. You have to understand, we cannot have an open border. That's their message. It's distorted, of course, by most of the progressive media, which doesn't cover it that way, just calling it a callous act.
Right.
It's just terrible. It's inhumane.
Because they're advocates. They're activists. They're not media. They're not reporters. They're activists. So everything gets twisted. Everything goes into a blender and comes out upside down and backwards.
Now, but instead, this is the reality. And this is what border towns in Arizona and Texas are facing, this influx. So, you know, just trying to spread it around the country? What's wrong with that?
Oh, I think what Abbott and DeSantis are doing is a genius maneuver. Absolutely genius. And it caught the mayors of these cities completely flat-footed and embarrassed, looking like stinking hypocrites.
Then you heard what Brandon Judd said, 2.6 million people. I mean, what are you going to do with them? They can't all end up in El Paso, Texas. And again, we've pointed out that Democrat mayor has been shipping migrants around the country, too, but that gets no coverage.
Oh, here's this. I don't know if you saw this. New York Post broke this afternoon. There's a swanky Midtown Manhattan hotel. Four-star. It's called Row NYC in Times Square. And it is now the home for migrant families.
It's a shelter, yeah.
Hundreds of them. 200 migrant families. $400 a night, the hotel. It has more than 1,000 rooms.
All right. When we come back, well, it's happened again. Thanks to Sacramento politicians who rejiggered the laws in 2018 so people who commit really heinous crimes, but they're under 18, they had a chance for earlier release. That happened. The individual we're going to talk about got his early release, and now he's charged with murder. Johnny Ken, KFI AM 640 live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
All the corrupt jackholes on the LA City Council talking about Nuri Martinez's resignation. One of them on the right side of the screen is Paul Koretz, who has a gigantic mask on his face, which completely covers his nose right to the bridge of his eyeglasses and all the way down to cover all his chins that dangle beneath his...
chin bags.
Oh, yeah. He's got a huge chin bag, and he has a specially designed mask to cover the chin. It's like, what is he afraid of? He looks like an idiot. He looks like a complete fool.
Back up the show. Back up the show. 2 o'clock. We found out Bonin has COVID. He was around Bonin yesterday. He's worried. That was other breaking news.
Oh,
Mike Bonin apparently went down with COVID today and had to be on Zoom. So that gets everybody alert. It's one of your coworkers who was there in the chambers with you yesterday. I got a mask up.
Well, none of the other guys aren't wearing a mask, just Koretz.
Maybe Koretz is sitting next to him, but it's a little late now, right, I guess, to mask up.
Yeah, he's got it already. If he has it, it's too late.
Bonin probably had symptoms yesterday, but, you know, he wanted to go and make a speech.
Well, remember all the sniffling he did?
Well, that was crying, no?
Well, maybe. I don't know. Maybe it was the beginning of COVID.
It's a great word to use when you do talk radio. Just say maybe.
Yeah. Well.
Could be.
Could be. Maybe.
Maybe.
What do I know? I'm not a doctor. I wasn't there.
He woke
there.
Up like, but I got to get there. I got to make the speech.
I think he sounded sick yesterday.
Yeah. We'll have full coverage on the whole city council fiasco. Yeah, Nuri Martinez has quit everything. City council president first, now her council position.
Oh, another mask went on.
Oh, see?
Kern Price. Yes. What made him decide to do it at that moment? Did he get a signal from somebody, a text? But he has it below his nose.
That's only half good.
Koretz has it all the way to the top
of
his nose.
That's the young guy look. Every time I see that, it's always a young guy pulled below the nose.
It's an act of protest.
Well, because people can handle the mouth, but they hate the nose getting covered. It just,
that
cuts off your oxygen, your two holes.
Yeah.
Your two intake valves. I can't breathe through my ears.
Your intake,
come on.
Your intake.
My
holes.
Anus. Not working.
What do you...
But I already got underwear there too, so...
I don't know what I'm trying to read the scroll. Oh, Bob Blumenfield is now talking.
Don't tell me. Don't bother.
No, I don't want to. But
would you put on your damn baseball and stop this?
Well, you know, the baseball is in a rain delay.
No, it started.
What
Fox
channel?
11. Fox 11.
11? All right.
Okay. That'll calm him down.
I went off course. The rain delay lasted so long.
It was supposed to start at 1:30, so.
Yeah, I know. All right, there we go. There's a baseball game.
All right, much so we'll give you all this. We got some great audio to play in the 5 o'clock hour. We got to tell you these stories every time they happen. We have to thank the Los Angeles Association of Deputy DAs to put out this story. Back in 2018, the state legislature, well, they passed new rules, new law, which, of course, and this is one of George Gascon's favorite subjects, it deals with juveniles. Someone who's under the age of 18 doesn't understand the consequences of their act. This was Senate Bill 1391, which prohibited prosecutors from charging 14 or 15-year-olds as adults unless they first held a hearing at which a judge concurred that the minor should be treated as an adult. Well, it looks like that didn't happen in the case of a man by the name of Michael Xavier Bell. When he was 15 years old, wow, He broke into a woman's house, and once inside, he raped her at gunpoint in front of her 8-year-old son. Bell and his accomplice took turns committing sex assaults, at times pointing a gun at the victim's head, and at times pointing it at the 8-year-old son, forcing him to watch. This is pretty, isn't it?
You would think that everyone would agree that he should be put away forever. And he was sentenced 53 years to life.
Because he was convicted as an adult. But come this 2018 rule, and I guess it's retroactive, we got to go back and take a look at those cases and what happened. Well, and he got released.
Here's what the judge said at the time, the sentencing judge. It is this court's intention that this defendant never, never get out of prison. This defendant is incapable of being rehabilitated. This defendant is not someone who should ever be allowed in society. And
well,
then
the judge said that, right?
The judge said that. But Bell was allowed back because of 1391, because you can't charge them as adults unless they first held a hearing. And according to this piece by Michelle Hannessy, who's the president of the Association of LA Deputy District Attorneys, Jerry Brown and the state legislature, including Rob Bonta, who was in the legislature at the time, ignored impassioned pleas about how dangerous this legislation was to public safety.
So 73 days after he got released, he is now charged with killing a 60-year-old Sacramento man. It's a murder case.
Wow. This is so sad. It should make everybody furious. I mean, you let this guy out. Everybody was warned that you don't let people like this out ever. Because they're sick. It's not their age. It's that they have psychotic minds. You can't fix a psychotic mind. Somebody who's psychotically violent has a brain disorder that can't be fixed unless you give them a lobotomy.
And strangely, he's been through the legal system before. As John said, he got 53 years to life. But after a lengthy legal battle, the sentence was reduced to 43 years to life back in 2016. Guess who argued against his release to keep his lengthy sentence in place? Our then Attorney General Kamala Harris. So, but thanks to this law, which passed in 2018, they got another chance for his release. He was released, and now he's a murderer.
Listen to
because this is an evil person.
Listen to the criminal acts while he was in prison. He was convicted twice of new felony battery cases in prison.
He had not a model prisoner.
He had numerous disciplinary write-ups. In his last years of incarceration, he was charged and convicted of felony vandalism of government property. He was smashing windows of the visiting area. He was even written up for the rape of another inmate.
Wow.
A complete animal.
Yeah.
And they let him go, and now he killed the guy. Wow. I mean, that is so sick. And Brown and Bonta and all the rest of them, they should go to prison. They should suffer somewhere, suffer in hell for what they've done here. For all
sick
the tragedy
stuff.
And grief that they've brought to us. Gascon is one of those. Newsom is one of those. All these characters are horrible, horrible people. They've unleashed all this violence, all this tragedy and sadness, this murder on innocent people. Because of their wacky, weirdo cult religion of progressivism.
All right, more coming up. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. All right, a full recap of more chaos today at the LA City Council meeting. They attempted once again to conduct business. They were not successful. Not as many people showed up as yesterday, but they were relentless. We'll play you some of the audio. And, of course, the big story, Nuri Martinez has quit. Los Angeles City Council completely. Her lengthy statement, we'll talk a bit about that coming up in the 5 o'clock hour. Did you guys get the thunder and lightning? I did. It was great this morning.
No, I did not.
Yeah, I think you guys are too far north, maybe. It kind of came up from the south and then bent towards the coast. So I think you didn't hear any, John?
No, we got a speck of drizzle.
Oh, 4:30 to 5:30. It was quite a show of lightning and thunder. It was fantastic.
Did you go out and dance in the rain?
Well, it's not a good idea to be outside, you know, and you do that thing
true.
Where you count the seconds between the lightning and the thunder to see how close.
He belongs to this group. They go out nude dancing in the rain.
Oh.
Yeah.
They
it did rain eventually, but wow. And it just continued. I was like, wow, this is really moving through. And I thought it's got to end soon. and you could still see the lightning and hear the thunder
I'm
for like an hour.
I'm sorry it didn't come up farther north.
Yeah, I know. I know you appreciate those things. Because they don't happen that often in Southern California.
No, I saw them in the forecast. And I can...
unless you're in the mountains. In the Inland Empire, but not where we are.
I don't like thunder and lightning because my dogs get really, really freaked out. And yeah.
Scared by everything.
I didn't say I was. I said my dogs. My dogs are afraid, so therefore it stresses me out because I'm trying to calm them down.
You and the dog spend half the night under the bed, don't you?
Give them your gummies or whatever.
My edibles.
You give them your edibles to calm them down. In fact, I'm looking at a story in the ad on top of CBD gummies. THC, CBN. Big story today. This is apparently the highest defamation payout ever. This is that InfoWars guy, Alex Jones.
Yes.
$965 million has to be paid out according to this jury unless somebody or like a judge reduces it. It is the largest defamation suit damages in U.S. history, surpassing a 1997 case where the amount was about $228 billion. He was already ordered to pay $49 million during the first trial. This trial that we're talking about now was in Connecticut. The other one was in Texas.
This was the Sandy Hook parents from that horrible shooting some years ago, 2012.
20 students dead and six teachers,
little,
right?
Little kids.
He does with all of these shootings, claims it's a hoax designed to disarm people, to take the guns away. These are all actors, crisis actors. Good Lord. We've heard this story now for 20 years.
Yeah, I know. And he's a garbage guy. He's insane.
He apparently held the press conference after saying he's going to continue to do what he does. Parkland.
He's not going to do
Uvalde,
this anymore.
And Uvalde, I guess these are more fake shootings.
He's not going to do this anymore. He's not going to sell that story again. No.
What he's bragging about today. This will not stop us.
Oh, he's just blustering.
Yeah.
So it's going to stop him. He's another one. I don't know if he's insane or he knowingly lies because it makes him a lot of money. He made a lot of money selling that crap because there are all kinds of lunatics.
Oh, I know. They tuned in to go, he's telling the real truth. The media won't tell us.
Yeah, it's a good line. It works on a lot of people.
Well, it does. We say on the show the media doesn't tell you the real story, like the border, for instance, this hour we were talking about. So,
and when you have a chaotic situation like we do in America, where there's no one to trust anymore, there's a huge vacuum. There's going to be some people who can fill the vacuum with legitimate information, and there's some people who are going to see a business opportunity and make millions of dollars by instigating all kinds of mayhem. And so he chose that path. I mean, it works. There are a lot of people lonely, living in trailers, wearing their walrus mustaches, big fat bellies. They got their semi-automatic weapons ready, and they want to believe what Alex Jones is telling them. And so he gives them what they want, and they go on his website, they buy the products he's selling.
And here's the fallout. You know, you can go on a stupid radio show and say whatever you want, but some of his listeners turned it into threats against the victims' families. A Sandy Hook principal, Dawn Hawksprings, testified that people mailed rape threats to her house. Mark Barden told of how conspiracy theorists urinated on the grave of his 7-year-old son and threatened to dig up the coffin. These are like off the chart wacky.
Yeah. No,
you could say that Jones said, well, I didn't tell him to do that, but when you rev people up to this degree,
well, because the defamation.
By the way, he testified and he acknowledged that the shooting was real.
Yeah, well, yeah, now he does.
Yeah,
Now on for this trial and the other trial, he testified that he had made all those charges up. He was lying and he was sorry. In fact, today I think he said, I've said I'm sorry, 100 times. I'm not going to say it again. He knows what he did. He's conscious while he's doing this. I guess it's hard for people to understand evil, to understand people without consciences.
I guess, it's like the line we have about some big corporations. If you can make more money than you have to pay out and the damages and lawsuits, it's still worth going forward, right?
You know that your car is going to kill people. Your product is going to kill people. It doesn't matter to you because you're making the money. The power of greed can overwhelm a conscience. Some people really don't have consciences. He doesn't have one.
He says that his company, Free Speech Systems, has filed for bankruptcy protection, doesn't have enough to pay over $2 million, but an economist testified in the Texas trial that his company's worth at least $270 million.
Isn't that shocking, though?
$270 million.
That's what I'm telling you. Look at the market. Look at the audience for that. And he probably has set up some kind of legal structure to protect against
these
kind of damages.
That's what people thought, right? He's hiding some of his assets.
I'm sure there's a lot of money hidden overseas, hidden in, Cayman Islands bank accounts. I mean, there's a lot of ways to do this. And when you see it coming, and he saw this coming for years, these lawsuits, he'll put it away. He's going to live very nicely. All this public humiliation isn't going to bother him all that much. He'll shake it off. He'll be back to work on Monday.
All right, coming up, the full recap of more chaos at the L.A. City Council. Nuri Martinez has officially resigned as an L.A. City Council member. There's still two hanging on. This morning, the crowd showed up again to demand the resignations. Coming up, John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
Deborah Mark live in the 24-hour KFI newsroom.
Let me just run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.